Okay, so we're going to see who our lucky first caller is, and we're off to the Adelaide Hills. Embo, hello to you.
How are you, Embo?
I'm all right, thank you. Congratulations, you get yourself a new release book from the library.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you. There's some great titles in there. Very lucky.
I called up extra early to work, and usually calling up and
calling
up and
having
one of
our
out of the
station already.
Yes,
that is always. Yep, way to go. Too early. Too early. All right, Steve. Question number one in our history. What did we do? Oh, in 1851, on June the 21st, the very first international tournament of what game was held in London? Lockie will get your details and we'll post you out that book, all right?
Thank you, Lockie.
Bye. 1-300-800-222. If you want a chance to win the Nightlife Magnet to sell to your friends, you're going to have to ring that number. As I explained, the text line isn't working very well tonight, so the best bet is to call in your answer. Peter, in Hawthorne, it is you. Hello, Peter. Now, we're after the first international tournament of what game was held in London, 1861, on June the 21st. It wasn't tennis.
Badminton?
It wasn't badminton either, unfortunately, Peter, but thank you. You have a good rest of your night. Rowena in Maroubra. Hello to you, Rowena.
Oh, hello.
Now, Rowena, I'm very excited you called through because Suzanne, who was filling in for me last weekend, hosted a group special kicking our food champions against each other, and you were one of the listeners who said you were going to the World Prison Championship that was going to be held in the Sydney one, and she suggested that you win back this Sunday night when I was hosting, if you did participate, and let us know how the experience was. So what was it like, you win?
It was a fantastic experience, and I was highly encouraging on to hopefully be going to go next year, after the round of the year. So yeah, I went to and I set myself a low bar of 30 seconds down to the total of 240, and I came out with 32. So I'm pretty happy with that.
That's brilliant. So just give us an idea in terms of how they run it. How do they run this thing?
So you have 240 questions in a precinct.